WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am Lightning's Girl, and you are tuned in to Cause and Effect. I have a very special show planned for this evening. Usually I pick one artist or theme and trace its musical roots or history through 2 hours of song, and tonight is no exception to that rule. I have Kenny Close in the studio with me today, and we're going to be discussing why skateboarding videos are truly important to American music history, as well as he has picked out some incredible classic songs to show you examples of actual VHS video songs used from the 80s and 90s, school us a little bit about the relationship between music and skateboarding. They truly go hand in hand, so I'm excited to learn more myself. Kenny is a longtime skateboarder and music enthusiast, so thank you for being my guest tonight, Kenny.
Thanks for having me.
So let's first, before we get into some music, tell us a little bit about what these videos are.
Okay. My mic is on, by the way.
Yay, I remembered.
Nice. Before these videos were happening, if we go back to the 70s, let's go back to the 60s, you know, full scale. When the sport was beginning, and they were basically taking roller skates and slapping 2x4s on them, there was a skateboarder magazine. I think one or two issues were published by the same people who published Surfer, and then skateboarding went away. It was like a pogo stick or a hula hoop. Some guys in the 70s brought it back. California region, Dogtown, if you will. Lots of movies were made about that in the Hollywood vein, and these magazines appeared again, and there'd be still shots of people skating, and there would also be articles about bands and music, and so the two really tied together, and art and culture and whatnot. From there, we got into the 80s, and what was happening is these major company owners were hearing that people were seeing these photographs, but you know, you had no idea how these kids were getting from point A to point B. Like, how were these tricks being accomplished that were in the photographs? And so what happened is, in around 1984... Palo Peralta, one of the larger companies at the time, created this video, and I mean, everything took off.
And we're talking VHS.
This is pre-VHS, actually. We're talking like go to the movie theater, if you will. Not that this was hitting like major movie theaters. I believe the original premiere happened in someone's living room, but obviously, in the next year or so, yeah, VHS became a normal format. But in the traditional sense, I mean, this really started off as just, we made this movie, maybe we can show it at theater X, Y, and Z. At any rate, that's how all this started. And the first song we selected tonight comes out of that video, the Bones Brigade video show. The band is The Faction, with pro skater Steve Caballero's band from the 80s on bass guitar. So why don't we get into some music, and we'll learn a little bit more about all this.
And just to be clear, so they picked different songs while people skated and played them at the same time?
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of dialogue. This is pretty much you have people performing tricks, and they have music over top of them. I mean, that was majority of the videos. There might be little skits or whatnot, but for the most part, we have action, sport, and song.
All right, well then let's play this first track then by The Faction, Skate and Destroy.
We'll be right back. but they all seem the same. Then I see them and they can't remember my name. I guess I'm just like them, I guess I'm just a bore. I can hate them, but I've never done that before. I got lots of good friends I don't want anymore. Sometimes when you lie to me, sometimes I lie to you.
WRIR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine is a quarterly publication providing coverage of Richmond's art and music scene, offering editorials and opinions about events, people, and happenings. RVA Magazine is available at many local coffee houses, bookstores, and retailers throughout the city. You may find RVA Mag on Facebook, Twitter, and at rvamag.com. Thank you, RVA Magazine. You are tuned in to Cause and Effect. I'm Lightning's Girl with special guest Kenny Close, and we are talking about music and its relationship with skateboarding. Kenny, my first question for you is, how long have you been skating for?
I started in 1987, so that would be 24 years.
Okay, so skateboarding came before you being a music fanatic?
Yeah, that was pretty much my first hobby aside from scribbling with pencils and crayons.
And is it safe to say that skateboarding had a lot to do with the music path you ended up on?
Yeah, definitely.
So let's talk a little bit about what we just heard.
Okay, you just heard Los Pukes with 1, 2, 3, 4. That was featured in the Future Primitive video, Bones Brigade Video 2, from the manufacturer Palo Peralta in 1985. Prior to that was Agent Orange with A Cry for Help in a World Gone Mad. That was featured in Skate Visions from the Vision Company in 1984. We had the Rad Boys with Del Marista Dakatar from the Bones Brigade video show. And we started everything off with The Faction, Skate and Destroy, also from the Bones Brigade video show from the Palo Peralta Company.
And we're going to have this entire set list posted on the WRIR.org website. So if you have any questions about the music we're talking about and what skate videos they came from, we have broken it down all for you. So you'll be able to see it right there on the website.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit more about how music was picked for these videos.
Okay. From this earlier portion, most of these were actually scored in the early days, meaning these company owners were hiring out or maybe picking their friends, you know, without being able to get in touch with any of them, although we tried, and read proper interviews on this. The little bit of information I have gathered is that they were scoring these videos. For example, Agent Orange is all the music in the video Skate Visions. They're the band. They play. It's pretty much their album that plays through for each segment. In the early Palo Peralta videos we mentioned, he actually had them scored. So as the skaters are skating through their parts, the music does tend to follow. So when they're about to do their big trick, you know, the guitar solo will kick in or whatever. And so that's how these earlier ones were selected, to my knowledge.
And early on, is it safe to say, too, that a lot of the bands that they're picking for these videos, the music, came from sort of the same scene? It was some of their friends, people in the band were also skaters, so it was sort of like an incestuous scene a little bit.
Correct. I mean, the skateboarding at the time was very, very influenced by punk rock. You know, the dress was very abstract, a lot of wild colors and crazy haircuts, not quite as edgy, but it had a life of its own for certain.
So the average age of the skaters were pretty young?
Definitely. I mean, I was a 7-year-old kid, and, you know, people that seemed just so old to me were 19 years old.
And so the people buying these videos and bringing them home and watching them over and over and over again to learn the tricks kind of had these songs ingrained into their head, and they're probably also pretty young, somewhere in their, like, late grade school, high school years too.
Teens, yeah. I mean, I just can't. I mean, not to say that it wasn't happening, but I can't really picture in the 80s a lot of, you know, 29-year-old guys who were interested in this type of thing. I mean, it was an outsider sport, and you know, you got beat up for doing something like this. It wasn't exactly like being the captain of the football team by any means.
All right, so what are we going to hear next?
Okay, we're gonna jump on into 1987 with the band 8 Days, What's So Strange About Me, from the Santa Cruz video Wheels of Fire.
All right, let's do it.
as soon as I film. Who are you gonna blame the bad things to? We'll be right back.
The Virginia Museum of Fine Arts houses a remarkable permanent collection of more than 23,000 works of art, almost every major world culture, and admission to the permanent collection galleries is always free. Current exhibits include the works of Jean, I am probably going to spell this wrong, or say this wrong, Zan Slumberger, who designed jewelry for Tiffany & Company from the 1950s, on display until November 18th, as well as Tristan Lowe's Mocha Dick, a life-size recreation of the albino sperm whale that inspired Herman Melville's Moby Dick, on display until October 30th. For full details, including hours and current exhibits, you can visit vmfa.museum. You are tuned in to Cause and Effect. I'm Lightning's Girl, sitting here with Kenny Close, who is schooling me on the relationship between music and skateboarding. Let's talk a little bit about what we just heard.
We just heard McRad with Weakness, featured in Public Domain from the Palo Peralta Company. A and B Team with Chin Ramp 3 from The Search for Animal Chin, my personal favorite, and many others, the Palo Peralta Company. And 8 Days with What's So Strange About Me from Wheels of Fire of the Santa Cruz Company. McRad, who is skater Chuck Treese, so they definitely kept it in the family when they were providing music in the 80s. You know, a lot of this was friends' bands, or I have to wonder if you hired, you know, your buddies to score some of the music. I mean, Chin Ramp 3 is the third sequence when they're skating the chin ramp at the end of the movie, you know, so clearly the song titles were specifically for that film.
And how did the, just in the span since the beginning, the first video came out in the early 80s, is that right?
1984. I mean, I guess that's pretty subjective. There were some other films in the 70s, but they were more of movies and or almost documentaries.
But not something that kids were actually bringing to their home and watching over and over and over again, right?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, maybe you, there could be an argument that somebody nabbed a copy of Skateboard Kings and watched that over and over again, but it definitely wasn't as exciting, for sure. I mean, you know, to your point, it wasn't, there weren't a lot of these videos out in the 80s. There were only a few companies that could afford to make them, and so
Did you mail order them?
Yeah, you know, you cut the order form out of the magazine. Skate shops carried them too. They were also $30, which is almost the price of a board. So
when
you weigh the options, yeah, these weren't cheap in the beginning. I mean, they did end up going down in price once the VCR became a more popular format, but all of my copies were dubbed from
and
friends.
Is it safe to say that so you would watch these videos with your friends, not just by yourself, and then try to recreate tricks?
You would watch them with your friends, then go out and skate, then come back home and watch them by yourself to see if you could figure out what they were doing. And when you have two videos, you watch those two videos over and over and over again.
Because so you know these songs by heart is what you're telling me.
I do, as you know, we were discussing offline. I can, I know which skater is skating during which part of the chorus. I can picture the sound effects, the background banter, the t-shirts they're wearing. Yeah, a lot of it's very, very, very memorable, and I think that's across the board. I mean,
this isn't an experience unique to just you. These are all skaters who grew up watching these videos have that same really personal relationship with the music they're hearing in these videos.
If there was a ramp across the street right now, or a skate park across the street right now filled with 30-year-olds, that's likely, I think you would hear a very similar statement.
All right, well, should we go back into some more music?
Yeah, this next block's pretty exciting. SST ruled the end of the 80s in skate videos.
SST
the
Records.
The record label, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, SST was everywhere. These tracks definitely, I think, really, really summarize, I think, a lot of what people think of skate rock and videos, for sure, at this point in time. Especially the song we're about to play. I have a tattoo of this skater on my arm. This sequence is still kind of gives me chills. When I was watching it before, when we were getting the show together, I mean, there's still stuff that he's doing that I can't do now. although I think I've regressed, so that might not be relative. But at any rate, This is Fire Hose with Brave Captain.
And I'm gonna dedicate this to Michael and Melissa. You guys are the best.
Lead them. The men. Lead
Thank you. media leaves you flat, empty, and wanting more. Enter WRIR 97.3 and The Lotus Land Show. The Lotus Land Show every Wednesday night, 5 to 7 p.m., bringing you hearty, healthy choices. WRIR and The Lotus Land Show. It's what's for dinner.
You heard listening to Cause and Effect. I have the giggles. That promo is awesome. I have special guest Kenny Close in the studio with me talking about skateboarding, talking about the music that is found in skateboarding videos. What did we just hear, Mr. Close?
We heard Dinosaur Jr. with Sludge Fest, featured in Ohio Skate Out from 1988. Black Flag with Nervous Breakdown, featured in Savannah Slamma 3 and Streets on Fire and God knows how many other videos in the past 20 years. Black Flag is still just all over skate videos to this day. The Descendants with Coolidge from Psycho Skate and Streets on Fire as well, 1988. Another band just flooded in skate videos. And Firehose with Brave Captain from Streets on Fire via the Santa Cruz Skateboard Company from 1988.
Did that happen a lot where one song appeared in multiple videos?
Yes and no. I think a lot of these tracks are just... That video, Streets on Fire in particular, the whole soundtrack was SST Records bands. And I just think that, you know, when you reference songs from skate videos, I think a lot of those come up. I mean, it had Sonic Youth, The Minutemen, Black Flag, Blast.
Nice.
Palehead. I think the big ones, I mean, Black Flag, Descendants, Dinosaur Jr. pops up a lot too. Jay Maskus being a skater himself, which seems pretty hilarious when you think about it. But throughout, I would say it's a yes and no thing. I feel like I'm kind of stumbling over my words, but I think a lot of people want to have a unique song to their own part nowadays. But back then, I think it was kind of whatever you get your hands on.
Right. This is around the same time period that I started working at a record store. And, you know, it's funny. We talk about how influential these bands were to the kids watching these videos. But I would say, I don't know, 9 out of 10 people who came in to buy a Black Flag record or really all of those early SST records were buying them because they had those songs so, you know, ingrained in their heads from a skate video. So, I mean, Palehead, I feel like that alone sold specifically because it was like a commercial. The skate videos worked like a commercial for a lot of these bands.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Once they were accessible, I think so. Like, a lot of these earlier tracks, where were you going to find them? If they were scored, they were scored. They weren't recording them. I mean, that's not to say that Los Pukes didn't have a 7-inch in a skate shop in California or something, but... they didn't have the distribution means that this legitimate record label did, who could actually get them to stores. I mean, as a kid, where would I have gotten these things? You know, not until I was a little older did I begin finding these records through other skater friends of mine that had them.
Right. So up into the late 80s, a lot of these were still more West Coast produced West Coast music. Is that right?
Indeed. Except, well, Dinosaur Jr., East Coast. But... label-wise.
But yeah. He was a skater, too.
That's true. That's true.
So, okay, what are we going to hear next?
Okay, we're going to get into the tail end of the 80s and kind of the end of an era, but we're not ready to go there yet. A lot of these tracks are coming out of the Hocus Pocus video from H Street, which is another one that...
And H Street is...
H Street is a company, a skateboard company that was not one of the big guys, but definitely in my world was huge to me and my friends. It was like the little guy that was cool to like, kind of like the indie band that people were starting to figure out a lot about. But in this video, they took a lot of tracks from California musicians that we had never heard of, but because the parts they were attached to were so just mind-blowing at the time, the tricks that people were doing... you know, Matt Hensley's part became, you know, just legendary when thinking about the Sub Society song that's attached to it. And why don't we play that right now? Here is Subsociety with A Lot Less.
Yeah.
The time is now 8 o'clock. You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And it never works out that a song exactly ends exactly at the top of the hour. Well done, Kenneth Close. Perfect timing. WRIR is sponsoring the third annual Johnny's Eve Festival, a celebration of art, music, and community on Saturday, August 13th from 12 to 5 p.m. on Shields Avenue between Grove and Hanover. This will be a block party featuring the Bazaar Market, local arts and crafts, children's activities, live music from Josh Small, photosynthesizers, the No BS Brass Band, and WRIR DJs. Activities like printmaking, button making, and a photo booth will allow festival goers to create a one-of-a-kind souvenir. The Johnny Z Festival is free and open to the public. For more information, you can visit art180.org or call 233-4180. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. The studio phone line here is 804-649-9737. We don't really take any recommendations for songs during the show because they're worked on in advance. But if you have an idea for a future show, I'm happy to hear them. And the set list for tonight will be posted at WRIR.org, and we'll be including the skate video that these came from and the year. So, Kenny, what did we just hear?
We heard Big Drill Car with No Need, featured in the Vision Skate Company video Barge at Will from 1989. We heard Kirk and the Jerks, One Way to Do It, The Cry, Alone, and Subsociety, A Lot Less, all featured in Hocus Pocus from the H Street Skateboard Company.
And that goes out to Justin. Apparently we owe you a beer.
Justin, we got you. You know what? When this kind of takes us through the 80s, a lot's about to change. And I'm going to kind of jump into how the skate industry is very similar to the music industry at this point in time.
I like this. You've worked out a whole thesis.
This is completely by accident. At the end of the 80s, there were pretty much five main skate companies that were running the show and or the industry. Palo Peralta, Vision, Santa Cruz, and the two big magazines, Thrasher and Trans World. It was
much like the major labels were kind of running the show for a long time as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So these are businessmen. Other than Stacy Peralta, none of these guys who are running these companies are skaters. So, you know, they're trying to make a buck. And I don't want to go out and say this, but it almost exploiting, you know, kids who are marketing and selling their product for them. What was happening is some of these guys that are really the individuals working their butts off to make these guys money were kind of fed up with the way they were being treated. And a gentleman named Steve Rocco decided he was going to go out his own and form his own company. And there's no investors involved. This is just a guy who was a pro skater who figured he could sell some boards and take it his own way, much like an independent record label.
Hey!
So, pretty much, long story short, over the span of the next 2 years, the popularity of the sport got really, really bad. There was definitely dark ages, but these little companies started popping up.
Meaning less people were skating?
Yeah. Skateboarding wasn't necessarily as cool by the end of the 80s, but a lot of these little companies were popping up, much like indie labels, and kind of what we're seeing right now is they took the big dogs down for a while. Pretty interesting stuff. So what I like to equate it to is these big five are like Guns N' Roses, if you will. And here you have these sub-pop sort of companies, and, you know, Nirvana comes in and just blows them all out of the water. That being said, the videos changed completely. In the 80s, these were productions. You know, you have legit cameras and equipment, and when we enter into the 90s, we're talking VHS cameras and, you know, they're just taking whatever song they want because they're not licensing this stuff anyway.
So skateboarders have kind of the power to create their own videos at this point because they have their own handheld cameras. And even though they were still kind of expensive, it was sort of taken to the street.
Right, right.
I mean,
who the attitude became, who cares? Like, we know what skaters want. They want to see cool tricks and hear cool songs. And we're going to tell them what's cool. And you know what? It worked. I was 10 years old when this was going on, and I bought directly into it. So where skulls were cool in the 80s and crossbones, you know, hip hop and baggy pants became cool, and I was right there with them. So let's jump into some more music. I know that hearing me talk isn't very exciting, but music is. And so I think this next track really, I mean, you can take more of a 180 as far as music and videos. It comes from the Rubbish Heap video from the World Industry Skate Company. And let's see if I don't butcher this title too bad. Hey, that video didn't really have any music. It was all just, you could hear the sound of the board.
This is 1989?
This is the end of the 80s. I mean, you know, times are changing. You could hear the board rolling around on the pavement, though. There were very few songs. One of the few that were in there is this next track. This is Niccolo Paganini, 24 Caprices, Option 1, Caprese number 2 in B minor, Moderato, and I'm not going to repeat that.
So. All right, here we go.
There's a war outside of your window. It's destroying our world. So take the hand of a boy and a girl and walk down the street and sing a happy song to make the world better. Peace on earth, environments, religion, and pray to God.
Thank you.
Down the house or cleaning out the garage, consider donating your leftover building materials and home improvement supplies to Richmond Habitat Restore for resale to the public at low prices. Did you know Virginia landfills are estimated to reach maximum capacity in 5 to 10 years? Approximately 20% of landfill contents are construction and demolition debris. In fact, a single Virginia landfill can receive over 50,000 tons of construction waste in 1 year. Break the cycle. Donate or shop at Richmond Habitat Restore. Restore is located at 1901 Rowan Street, Richmond, and open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 804-232-7000. 7001 or visit www.richmondhabitat.org. You are listening to WRIR. I am Lightning's Girl, and this... Did I say it was Cause and Effect? I lost my train of thought. I'm distracted by the fact that we actually have music to talk over right now. It's exciting. I have a special guest in the studio with me, but before we go back to him, I'm going to say this set goes out to Gary, who I think maybe is still listening, and I can only hope that he will grace us with a future Cause and Effect. I would love to have a Ladybug Transistor show, a Cause and Effect done by Mr. Gary. The honor would be all mine. They have a new record out rather recently on Merge, and so the timing is right. Hint, hint, Gary. You too can have 2 hours to yourself. So, Kenny, as a musicologist of sorts and skater, we're talking about skateboarding and the relationship with music. And we are officially entering the 90s now, aren't we?
We have entered the 90s. That is correct.
All right. So what's going on? What are we just here and where are we heading?
All right. We just heard slash what is playing under as our music bed right now. That is John Coltrane with Training In from the Blind video days. Well, that was the band Milk with The Knife Song, also in Video Days. And prior to that was skater Jason Lee gracing us with a little ditty entitled, I guess, There's a War. I don't know. It was also featured in Video Days. That would be a little treat. And the skater Jason Lee is, in fact, also the same actor Jason Lee that you see on television now. Before he was a Hollywood star, he was a scrubby pro skater who was actually quite talented, and we all loved him back then.
Does he still skate?
He does. He owns a company called Stereo, and you'll see him appear and do tricks from time to time. Obviously, he's still in Hollywood now, but he did take a break for a while, but gosh, I want to say not too long ago, like 8 years ago, he started his company back up and continues to skate.
All right, so where are we heading into the 90s? What was going on in the world of skating that led us to the kind of set list we're about to hear?
Well, clearly... something happened. A change of the guard, for sure. We went from pretty much a punk rock dominated scene into a classical song and into a jazz track. First off, these videos are now, they're gritty, they're bare bones, you know, they're shot on VHS, and people are taking whatever music they want and putting it underneath there.
Meaning they're not licensing them legally. No. It's super DIY.
This is very DIY. I mean, this is the equivalent of me, you know, shooting a video right now and putting a Rolling Stone song under it and putting it online on my website. Yeah, that wouldn't happen. But back then...
people weren't monitoring
this?
No,
I mean, gosh, how would anybody from a major label see a video that 1,000 copies were made of or... whatever the distribution was. And for a lot of us, this is the first time we'd ever heard any of these songs, though. You know, it didn't matter that, A, did I know what jazz was in 1991? I guess, but it's like, what's this cool song that Mark Gonzalez is skating to? You know, he's the best street skater in the world. Jazz music is cool. I listen to jazz now.
Stupid question. Do they actually credit the artist in the video?
They did. Which is pretty funny when you think about it. Yeah, a lot of the videos did have credits, and they'd credit the artist at the end. That's how we were finding out about these bands. Is you'd, at the end, you'd see the credits scroll through and go, okay, I want to listen to John Coltrane, and I'm going to go buy a record or a tape, or if you're really fancy, a CD back then.
That's definitely something I can't stress enough, that these videos sold so many records, weird records you would never expect. And like you had mentioned, some of these bands weren't really well known. Some of them never even released anything. So some of them are sort of have lived on in infamy because you can't still buy them. The only place you can really hear them is through some crappy MP3s that somebody pulled from a video or by actually watching it.
When I was doing research for this show, the little bit that you can find about some of them directly credit the videos they were in. Like, you know... XYZ band featured in the legendary skate video. but yeah, a lot of people have seen these. Okay, let's get back to some tunes.
Yeah, Diana, let's do it.
Well, our banter is great and all, but I think the music really is the important thing
here.
We're
dazzling, no?
I guess. All right, so we're taking a turn, and all the wild clothes have now changed. The style is getting to be very hip-hop influenced, and that music was coming out in the videos. So we've now reached 1992. We've got baggy pants, extra large shirts, crazy colors, crazy graphics. A lot of people were shaving their head.
Wait a minute.
Don't know why, but it was a really cool time. Every month the boards looked different. I mean, you just couldn't keep up back then.
So there's a whole marketing product line that really goes along with these videos. It's not just celebrating a culture. It's almost like a commercial product that helps sell their skateboards, some of their t-shirts. They all go hand in hand.
They do. I don't think that was on purpose, but I don't think it was. It was like rolling the dice, and it was working out in someone's favor at the time. And I think a lot of these guys who were this new class that were street skaters that were coming up to be the stars, you know, the things that they were interested in weren't quite like the older guys. And so what we're seeing is
street skating opposed to what other kind of skating?
Vertical skating, ramp skating. You know, you had to have a ramp to skate a ramp, which when I was growing up, they didn't exist. So you rode on the street. These guys were kind of your everyman, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Much like a Seattle scene. I don't know. You know, you look just like him. I could be that guy.
All right. Well, what are we going to start this next set off with?
We are going to start this set off with Curtis Mayfield, Superfly, from The New Deal, Da Deal Is Dead.
Chicken, 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 boom. country. I bring actors to the past and 70s. Kiss my ass if you don't want to remember these days of the chicken wing leg and gizzard. Mother was a recipe genius and wizard on the grill. Cooking chicken, chick, 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 chicken. Slick and greasy, made easy. Pick and check the pro kids with the stripes, Modells. Got them dark blue dungaree lees with the bell bottoms. Come on, Principal, I flow. Come on, had a new box, sporting new jocks, but white tube socks. Run them over rooftops, cops, bus shots, bus shots. Let's get us off at bus stops, cause we threw rocks. When the sun set, then I check, I scuffle in a hurry, cause moms make curry. Chicken, 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 chick, chick, chicken. Screaming at me cause I'm constantly licking the bowl. Even though the food's cold, I love it when the chicken got what shoes got. So, chicken, chick, 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 chicken.
Covertly define me, but I seize more than them candies. Nothing gets by me, so play the tracks, and you'll go out like Betamax. innovator of the rhyme scheme. My style is the vibe theme to get your eyes opening. This Raggedy Andy gets dandy like a lion in the metal, while the teapots draw steam like a kettle. You hip through the hop, I kick, I trip the life fantastic. Getting into the groove better than a phonographic. The vandal with the vocals making the locals go insane. The regal rhyme speaks sustenance for the brain. You're frisky with the phrases as you praise us like divinity. The one of liberated soul control for infinity. Got style by the square, my cats got a vital child. Hieroglyphics will uplift the rhythms for the meanwhile. Articulate my lingo as I mingle in my medium of speech. And peace to prop prophets as I ponder and teach. A smidgen of religion to the fraudulent. Listen, pay attention, I'm the master of this convention. Kick the wicked and wily style while you're stuttering just like Smiley. Skipping singles up your shattered dreams. Too bad it seems to try me. The wise and wordy wizard pays a visit to your subconscious. Question wonderland, extinguish all the nonsense. Optimistic, stylistic, mystic myths. I'm swift like Mercury. Mercy me, I surely shoot the gift.
People call me soup just because I'm living fat. People call me nasty, it's because I eat the cat. And I sling a bat to level heads, leaving devils dead. Never said never, cause a clever head's better dreads lock on the top of my crop, never flaky. If this was a field, then Bo Jackson couldn't shake me. Bake me, Betty Crocker's oven isn't hot enough. If you wanna spread the skins, then I got a lot of stuff. Not a bluff guy, a tough guy, I'm thinking twice. Why step? Cause a fly rep, I kept my step ladder. I had a fatter spliff I was hitting on. Now it's just a smidgen like a pigeon. I'm sitting on a futon, slipping lots of boots on. I'm the type of brother that you have to get your troops on. Oops, I'm sorry, cause I didn't mean to diss you. I could hook a hoe and make a blow like I was tissue. Mary had a little lamb, Adam got a lot of dough. Need help with your garden? Skyline got a lot of hoes. Yo, I didn't mean hoes, yo, I'm in women. If she got the pool, I got the trunks, let's go swimming. Dip, dip, dive, cause I'm live, lava, then follow 10 other men on my job. You don't stop. Here a pimp, there a pimp, everywhere a pimp, pimp. This ain't plus grades the quiz, so there it is.
Of the new overlordian, I be the boy within the man, so why try? I never needed comp, I never wanted comp. I feels I exceeded the skills needed. I'm rough with the stuff enough buff nigga, but they not the shot. I got the proof, aloof type fella, hell of a guy. I love myself and my heart. Roll the fix and if it's essential, yo, even if it don't, I'ma convince you it's since you never been in my brain. Never noticed the array of the pain, but I gain. No pain, no gain, no brain, no sane thoughts will be maintained. So I keep my head on. Can't be and put a too often. I'm new to that, but I'm true to that. Due to Mac policies, I need to know if I know. This is me, oh my, oh my. Me, oh my. Me, oh my. Me, oh my.
Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of phrasing right up to bat. It's the daisy age, and you're about to walk top stage, so wipe your lottos on the mat. Hip-hop love, this is, and don't mind when I quiz your evolvements before the sun. But clear your court, cause this a one-man sport, and who's better for this than plugged one? Plugged don't one. Have to worry about me squashing other deals, cause they've already been squished. Freeze a frame of our moves the same, wish you can continue right behind the bush. You'll stay with me, I know this, but not because of all my earthly treasures, or regardless to the fact that I'm past the noose, but because... We'll be right back.
cut this dance to introduce myself as the chosen one to speak. Let me lay my hand across yours and aim a kiss upon your cheek. The name's plucked too, and from the soul I bring you the daisy of your choice. May it be filled with a pleasure principle in circumference to my voice. About those other Jennies I reckoned with, lost them all like a homework excuse. This time the magic number is two, cause it takes two, not three, to seduce. My destiny of love is brought to an apex. Sex is a mere molecule in this world of lust that I have for you. It's true, true. Let this rhyme style get somewhat poured in the mold. Hold my hand, we'll pick my plantation of daisies for a bouquet of souls. Right at the cut of a rim, take it as filled to the rim as in brim. Squeeze your stoop like Betty Boop, then make camel alphabet soup and spell plug ones within. Forward marching to say when transistors will play. Coming to bed is the move. Dolby sound will be then top crown when I put the needle into your groove. I got a good thing, and in full swing. I show this in gifts, words or letters, but even without those three, I know you'd be close to me, cause again, and the soul that I send is taking steps to reach your heart. Any moment you feel alone, I can fill up your empty part. We can ascend till we reach daylight heaven, and in a spin we'll hit the top 10. Then we could meet Mr. Stucky and Pops, Brother Lucky will preach, let the wedding, the wedding. Shot by an arrow of Cupid through a string of a G-clef, my dear, I claim your death. And if you could hear me, by golly G, true boy is ready for what you possess. We could live in my plug to home, and on Mars where we could be all alone. And we make a song for two, picture perfect things, and I sing of how
host of Mercury Falls. Join me Wednesday nights from 9 to 11 for an avant adventure in all things audio here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
And this is the last 20 minutes of Cause and Effect. I am Lightning's Girl. Thank you so much for listening this evening. And thank you, Kenny Close, for hanging with me tonight and giving me a wonderful education on the relationship between music and skateboarding in the 80s and 90s. And this definitely still continues to this day, but we just chose these two particular decades for this show. What did we just hear?
We heard De La Soul with I Know. That was featured in the World Industries Company New World Order video in 1993. Casual, Mio Mio, featured in Girl, Goldfish, from 1993. Del the Funky Homo Sapien, Burnt, featured in Plan B's video Questionable in 92. Organized Confusion, with Who Stole My Last Piece of Chicken, the remixed version, from The Deal Is Dead, from 1992. And Curtis Mayfield with Superfly, featured in New Deal's The Deal Is Dead as well.
I'd also like to give a shout out to Tizza and Chope for helping with tonight's show. They had sent me an email with quite a few suggestions for the show. So thank you, gentlemen, for helping Kenny and I put this together.
Many of which appeared on the playlist as well. So thanks, guys.
What next?
Okay. Again, we're about to take another turn musically.
The 90s were crazy.
you know, you just, people were doing whatever they wanted, and it was awesome. I mean, when there were a lot of cease and desist letters in the skateboard industry in the 90s, actually. A lot of the graphics were stolen. Apparently, the music was stolen. it was a fun time. So we've gone, we've left punk rock behind. We're doing classical, we're doing jazz, we're doing soul, we're putting hip-hop. There's still some punk songs in the mix, and all of a sudden, classic rock comes into the picture, folk rock, like your parents' music started hitting these videos, and these songs that might have seemed like boring and silly, they're now relatable in a different context. We're about to play Jim Croce, Don't Mess Around With Jim. I mean, this is like, literally, my mom listened to this album. I mean,
parent rock.
This is mom rock. I mean, I had never heard the song before, but after watching this video that it was featured in, Virtual Reality from the Plan B Company, and it was in Rodney Mullen's part. Rodney Mullen, an incredible technical skater. I mean, this part was incredible, and you'd watch it over and over again trying to figure the moves out. And so you heard this song like 25 times, and then you kind of started to like it by the end of it, you know. And I remember telling my mom that I liked this artist, and she was, you know,
oh, maybe skating isn't so bad.
I know. Here's a copy of the LP as we're blowing the dust off of it. So we're going to play that song right now. This is Jim Croce with Don't Mess Around With Jim.
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim. A walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come. Stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Boss just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. But down home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spin into the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Sages, you know it's true.
we know you know these songs really, really well. There's no need to play them all in full, and that way we can get to the last six songs.
Yeah, we're going to try to move pretty quickly through this and finish off this little history lesson on skate videos and the music in them. We're about to hit the mid-90s, and something happened in 1995 that really changed the game. ESPN created this event called the Extreme Games, now titled the X Games, and skateboarding was featured, and the sport really took off again from there, and all these little companies that could do whatever they wanted all of a sudden were making some pretty big bucks, and people knew who they were. So when they were releasing these videos in the latter half of the 90s to present, you know, you had to pay to license these songs now. So instead of hearing Aerosmith and The Who and whatnot, it's not too cheap to license one of those songs, even if it is for a minute. So we kind of went back to the roots, and they started using independent music again. And obviously there's money to license tracks within reason. I know Pink Floyd gets licensed quite a bit these days and whatnot. But
to license independent music is much more affordable than anything from a major label.
True. And from what I've heard, company owners these days, typically the skaters are picking the songs. Now the companies aren't, which was at the tail end of the 80s, the companies were kind of ruling the show. Into the 90s, the skaters started picking a song to reflect them and their part. And they typically tend to pick three tracks and go from there. But at any rate, we need to keep moving. So here's a little bit of some pretty cool indie rock songs that made their way into the 90s. And I lost my train of thought. At any rate, this is the John Spencer Blues Explosion with Bell Bottoms, featured in Toy Machine Heavy Metal from 1995. We'll be right back.
All right, just a couple minutes left of Cause and Effect, and then Paul's Boutique is up next for the next 2 hours. Stay tuned, stay listening. Paul's show is always extraordinary. Thanks again, Kenny, for coming in and doing one heck of a show as well. I really appreciate you putting all this effort in. What did we just hear?
We are listening to Tsunami with Ski Trip, featured in ATM Flick in 1996. Had No Knife with B-Mini from the Trans World Skate magazine video Uno, which was loaded with indie rock. Oh, so good. Superchunk with Water Wings, featured in the Planet Earth Company's video Silver. And we started that off with the John Spencer Blues Explosion with Bell Bottoms. We're going to try to wrap this up. We've got 2 songs left, and we apologize for only getting little snippets of these, but...
The set list is on WRIR.org, and if you're just tuning in, all the music we played tonight was featured prominently in skate videos during the 80s and the 90s.
Yep. Up next, we have Tortoise with Tin Cans and Twine, featured in the Tin Can Folklore video from the Stereo Company. Stereo, whose graphics tended to reflect jazz album covers, again, tying music back into skating. And we're going to close that out with DJ Shadow, Organ Donor, featured in the Birdhouse video. The end, and I thought that was a fitting way to end the show.
Well played, sir.
Indeed. And just I'll end our history lesson with, you know, music is all shapes and forms these days in the videos. There's a ton of them. Go online. You can
skate shops,
find them anywhere. Yeah, companies. Skateboarding's huge now, and that's awesome to me and my old brittle bone and whatnot. So thank you for listening. This is Tortoise with Tin Cans and Twine.
Jenny, so the number is 718-498-1043. That's Paul's Boutique, and they're in Brooklyn.
All right, yes, indeed. It is now 9 o'clock here in Richmond, Virginia, which means it's time for Paul's Boutique here on WRIRLP. 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And you can check us out, any of our programs online at WRIR.org, where you can stream our shows. And you may also check out tonight's playlist as I go through it and put it together for you this evening. And I'm going to be playing, as usual, a mix of old and new songs for you, including some brand new stuff and some kind of new discoveries for me. And so if you want to reach me here at the studio, the phone number is 804-649-9737. Give me a call. And if I don't get to it this week, I probably can in the future. But I'm going to be starting off tonight's show with a little AM, 70s AM radio treat for you. Actually, this might be 69. This is Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. And I like this 45 sleeve because they're just frolicking in flowers. And I don't know, like... Lighting's growing my channel. See, they're having a good time. And I think you will be, hopefully, when you hear this cut here.
Hey, matching haircuts.
I know, matching haircuts. They're having a gay old time. And this is P.O. Box 9847. And we're going to start off with this and then some folkier tunes for you.